You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com. You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. And boy, we got a podcast today. And I've been saying so much stuff, so this is going to be a nice episode. It's probably going to be a little extended because it's crazy out here. Just the lengths people go to try to lose weight and, you know, try to transform their bodies. And whew, so... little bit in my personal life, everything's going well, working out, feeling great, been off to a great start to the new year. I'm truly blessed and appreciate y'all watching. So with that being said, let's get into this. All right, let's do it. First, we got a video I came across on Instagram, the magic tape video. So, let's check it out. Let's see what the magic tape did for the ladies, man. Let's check it out. Here we go. Let's get it.
So y'all telling me that this girl is wearing tape and it reduced her stomach. Y'all have to see the after to this video. This thing said the first round, but wait until she returned for her second round. See what this magic tape did. Look at this, y'all. Look how small her stomach is now. This magic tape done this to her stomach. Now, I done seen a lot of magic, but I never saw no damn tape that get your stomach this size. This girl just had a whole goddamn gut and now it's gone. Look at this, man. Look at this inside this jumper. Look. Real fine. I'm about to go buy. Yes, most definitely. This.
Whew. Man. She talking about, I ain't seen no magic that work like that. I haven't seen any magic that work like this either to get somebody's belly down.
What do you mean by that?
Huh? Say what?
What do you mean by that?
I haven't seen that, but before I go into this video, I feel like the main reason these people choose these quick fixes, or they feel like these quick fixes are going to work, two reasons. One, people are, in our country specifically, are super uneducated about fat loss. They have no idea how it works. They have no idea how to keep it off. They're just completely clueless to how fat loss works. And I feel like if you understand the process, you wouldn't be so quick to jump to these quick fixes and you'd be more willing to look for long-term results. Number two, we have a muscle problem in our country, right? Lack of muscle equals carrying more fat. The more muscle you carry, the less fat you carry. Muscle is what burns fat. So when you build muscle, you keep muscle in your body, you burn fat, you carry less fat. A lot of people don't understand that. If people understood that and they were able to see it, they saw more transformations, they gave it a try and gave it enough time to see the results, things would be different. So if those two issues didn't exist, we would have less of this bullshit. All right. So now let's dive into the video. So obviously, if you compress your fat for hours or compressor for an extended period of time, it's going to look smaller just because you're pushing your organs together, you're cutting off your blood circulation, so it's going to look smaller, right? Once you take that tape off, after a while, your stomach's going to expand back to what it was. This literally makes no sense. This is idiotic. This is really idiotic, for real. Like I ain't being nice. Fuck it. I'm not being nice. But the ultimate thing is, this method is not going to reverse your habits. You're going to do this. You're going to continue to eat bullshit. You're going to go to girls' night out. You're going to go to happy hour. You're going to go to the party. You're going to go to the brunch. You're going to go to your friend's birthday. You're going to go on that vacation. You're going to keep doing the same bullshit that got you to inquire about this to see if it's going to work. It's not going to reverse your habits. It's not going to change your lifestyle. It makes no sense. And, I'm moving ahead of myself. I'm gonna show y'all in a second. So, and then I mentioned this on a video a while ago. Like, show me the results, the long term results for this, versus the long term results for fitness. Show me, and I'll shut up. But until somebody comes and shows me the results, I'm not shutting up, and I'm calling out these scammers every time. Every time. These people, it's sad because they're so desperate to lose the weight. They're so desperate to change their body, and they're just not willing to take the steps. And my thing is this, though. Like, I was talking to a client earlier today inquiring about training with me, and she says she's currently 204 pounds. She says she used to be 140, like, not that long ago. And my thing is, like, when you jump from, such a low weight to a higher weight, it takes time. You know, that didn't happen overnight or a couple hours with some goddamn tape. So if you jump 60 pounds, it took, maybe 5, 6, 7, maybe even 10 years to get that. Why in the world do you think some magic tape that you put on for a couple hours is going to reverse it? I'm not saying it's going to take you 10 years to lose 60. You could lose 60 in less than that. But the point I'm trying to make is, you got to put the time in. So that's your punishment. You got to look at it like this. I went all these years on bullshit, eating whatever I wanted, lazy, not going to the gym, not burning no calories. I made a conscious decision in my mind to do that, to gain the weight. So my punishment is, I got to put this work in for a certain amount of time to get to the desired weight or get to the desired result that I want. All right, that's just it. That's it. That's the consequence. That's life. There's consequences to all actions, right? If I go to work and I act a fool and I cuss my boss out, I'm going to get fired. That's the consequence to your action. The same thing with fitness. There's a consequence to your action. So always remember that. You want to stuff that donut and you want to eat that pizza when your trainer said don't do it, but you're going to do it anyway? It's a consequence to your action. You say you ain't got time for your trainer, but you at the club where you doing some bullshit, you're going to be huffing and puffing in that session. That's your consequence right there. Always remember that. So I'm getting personal again. I don't care. So that last video I did, some of my clients were offended, and guess what? I don't care, because at the end of the day, I'm trying to help you. I really don't care. So let's check out these comments. Let's check out these comments, man. All right, first comment. And surprisingly, a lot of these people in the comments were on my side, but we're gonna just tune in. I got y'all. All right. So first comment. Organs probably all mixed and matched. Intestines where her heart at, and her heart where the kidneys should be. Yeah, facts. Well, when you can't breathe and move your arms, it should be hard to open the fridge. I see how that works. Yeah, that might be the only way this is going to work. You stop eating. You can't eat. You can't stuff yourself with all that tape on. That's the only way this is going to work. So we're canceling the required oxygen that flows through your cells. Okay. That's another thing too. Like that can't be healthy. I'm not a cardiologist, but that can't be healthy. Not breathing, not being able to breathe with all that tape on. That got to be bad for you. The only reason why this would work is y'all wrapped her so tight she can't eat as much. Doing this long enough, you'll lose weight, but working out will get you better results. Working out will for sure get you better results, and it will for sure get that gut down, because I know that's what she wants at the end of the day. All right, I don't feel bad calling out these scammers and calling out these people that go to these scammers, because y'all gotta be smarter than that. I mean, ladies, y'all sit here and y'all talk about the the accomplishments y'all got, the degrees y'all got, the high paying jobs, and guess what? I'm all for it. I support it. Like, go do your thing. But ladies, when it comes to this fitness, all that go out the window. Like, you talk about how smart you are, and then y'all go do some bullshit like this. Or just do some, eat whatever the fuck you want, knowing there's consequences to it. Ladies, y'all clearly smarter than that, so why do this? Like, come on now. And don't worry, I'm coming for the fellas too. I got a podcast for the fellas coming up, because I know I'm always at the ladies' neck, but I got the fellas too. I got y'all. Don't worry, ladies. But it just, ladies happen to do most of the bullshit, and y'all are concerned about y'all image more than the guys are, and when it comes to the, you know, this fitness stuff. So I tend to see a lot of bullshit from the ladies, but don't worry, fellas, I got the fellas too, all right? Next set of comments, squeezing your organs instead of working out is crazy. Absolutely insane, absolutely crazy. I agree with that 1,000%. This at Home Depot. Yeah, this is at Home Depot. This probably the tape to do some construction work, and you're going to wrap it around your belly hoping for some results. Makes absolutely no sense. I mean, her guts probably shifted. Yeah, probably did. Like I said, that's not my area of expertise, but I'm sure you messing something up doing that. If you know about it, hit the comments or, you know, let me know. So I'm further educated on this. Pretty sure I kept her from eating as much, like that lap band. And, you know, it probably did keep her from eating that much, but in fitness, and when you're building muscle specifically, not eating isn't the best solution, because you can't build no muscle when you're not eating. And if you're not building muscle, you can't burn the fat. So you'll probably have to eat more often. It'll be less calories, but you'll have to eat more often to feed your body and speed up metabolism, feed your metabolism when you're building muscle and losing weight. That's another episode, but. let's see, two more comments. Why not work out? It's cheaper and healthier. There's no magic solution except eating right and exercising. Taping together your abdomen that tight is not healthy. It's not healthy at all. And like I said on, you know, a couple podcasts ago, Planet Fitness membership is $10. It's $10. You can get in there and do something. You can go there and walk on the treadmill for an hour. If you absolutely don't know what to do, you can do that at the bare minimum. Somebody said, she got a damn BBL. Y'all believe anything? Okay, so I didn't do my research on the girl selling this, but I guess the girl selling this method has a BBL. And we're going to talk about that too later in the episode. A lot of these women are scammers. And I know I did an episode on this a few weeks ago, but I might have new listeners. But you really got to be careful and really analyze the bodies of these women selling this stuff. And, you know, a lot of these women did not get that wrapping some damn tape around their belly. And a lot of them weren't nearly as big or overweight or obese as some of these women trying to get these methods. These women weren't as big as them, so they didn't go through that process to go from that size down to where they are now. Y'all got to do more research. If you absolutely don't know, you can ask. You can send me a DM and ask me. I'd be more than happy to respond to that and tell you the truth. I'll do my research on that. But, you know, ask some people in fitness, ask some trainers, ask some ladies. A lot of the ladies in fitness, they can point it out quicker than I can. Just they know. So do some research before you jump to some bullshit like this. Y'all got to be smarter than that. All right. Next video. We got another magic tape video. So let's get it. And I'm even with the last video, I'm gonna let it run while I talk too, just so y'all can, you know, have a visual of what I'm talking about. All right, so here's the second video. Hopefully I don't get a copyright for this music, but you see she rapping.
I don't usually do this, but oh my god, can I sing to you?
Yeah, y'all see that stomach that went down? Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I gotta make sure I put that on that baby. So let's do it. We're gonna do it one more time.
Twins. Yeah. Actually, three kids.
That's right.
Alright. First glance. The girl has three kids. They just mentioned that in the video. And one thing about I train a lot of moms, so I'm pretty familiar with this. I can tell her stomach has changed from having the kids. So that's one thing. And it is from having the kids, but that's also excess fat too. So let's not just blame the kids. It is excess fat as well. And the thing about when you have excess fat, even at her size, she's not a bigger girl, it still has to be burned off. You still got to burn it off. So she needs some lifestyle changes and some changes to her habits, and she'll be fine. You know, she already has a pretty good shape. So, you know, with her, like, girls like that are blessed genetically. Like, if she does, she did like three times a week, she got some weight training, increased her protein, increased her water intake. I mean, she would be bomb. She would be vicious. So it's no need for her to do that. That's absolutely insane. And then if you look at her when she took the tape off her, like, even though it was smaller and compressed or whatever the fuck that was, her stomach was still hanging over her waistline. So even someone her size, you see that shit didn't work. You know, like I said before, yeah, it compresses your stomach because of circulation and pushing your organs in for a temporary time. But after a couple hours, her stomach's going to expand right back. They don't show you that. What do it look like after 5 hours when you leave the place? What's your stomach look like? They're not promoting that. They just promoting the the immediate results after compressing your stomach for that amount of time. But again, even for a girl like her size, she's not huge. But show me the results. Let me see it. Let's get it. Show me. I'm willing to put that against any fitness results, any long-term fitness results. So, and these women, they're gonna go out after this and drink and eat whatever they want, and they're gonna be right back. Great, great business, great scamming tactic. So let's check out the comments here. Pretty similar to the last one. So, No, it's a little different. So this girl said, she asked, so the tape stays on for 5 days? During that time, the tape is on. What is happening?
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
And what should I be doing? I need details. So I thought this was like a quick thing, but you know, keeping the tape on for 5 days, are you not showering? Ladies, come on, ladies. Like, yeah. Oh my God. You're not even thoroughly showering if you put that tape on for 5 days. It's disgusting. All right. Ladies, be smarter than that. There's a better way, I promise. Y'all, do this really work? Because I don't have time for money or money to waste, for real, for real. Oh God. Yeah, like I said, you got to have better judgment. You should be able to see that this is some bullshit. Ladies, y'all are smarter than this. Again, y'all finna see reports of a black mummy walking around GA because I'm wrapping myself ankle to forehead. Whew. Man. I mean, at this point, y'all might as well believe in Santa Claus. Y'all might as well go back to believing in Santa Claus or believing in a tooth fairy. It's ridiculous. To me, that is the same level of a 5-year-old or 4-year-old believing in Santa Claus. Same thing. Insane. Somebody said, just go to the gym. Literally, just go to the gym. I honestly want to fall for this and try this shit out, LMAO, but I'm scared I'm going to waste my money and it doesn't work. Good. Well, her initial thought is correct. It ain't gonna work for you, Stink. Go to the gym. All right, go to the gym. So that's the magic tape method. I've never seen anything like this. It's crazy because I've been in fitness for 6 years. It'll be 6 years and 2 months. I keep seeing new methods. It doesn't stop. I keep seeing new stuff all the time. It's crazy. It is insane. So that's the magic tape method. So now we're gonna transition to this flat tummy tea situation. So I saw a video about the flat tummy tea, and it's Keisha Keor. If you are, into Instagram influencers and Instagram models and stuff like that, you probably know who Keisha Keor is, or you listen to rap music. Gucci Mane's wife or girlfriend, I'm not sure what they are, and really don't keep up with it, so I'm sure somebody can correct me on that. But she has a famous flat tummy tee, and just a little background on it, I've had girls do the flat tummy tee. Hold on. I gotta put the charge on my laptop. Sorry, y'all. All right. Sorry about that, y'all. I had to put my laptop on the charger. It's about to die. I don't need that happening on the podcast. I thought I charged it before, but I didn't. But anyway, so I had a girl try this this Keisha Keor flat tummy tee, and so she comes in the workout. I think I'm gonna have a story for every client, with this podcast. So she comes in the workout, and she just like scrunching her face up the whole time. I'm like, what the hell is wrong with you? like I know it's early, but you signed up for early sessions, and you knew what it was when you got here. Like we working. I'm not like, so she comes in, her face is all scrunched up. And she's like half-assing every exercise, like not going hard. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what is wrong with you? Like, I'd rather you stay home than come into the workout bullshitting, because that energy feeds off to, if it's a group session, that energy feeds off to the other clients. I'm like, so come on, let's go. And another thing, I've had people come in half-ass sessions and then say my workouts don't work. Ooh, that's going to be another podcast. But so she's like, I took this flat tummy tea, and I just been, I've been using the bathroom and my stomach hurt. And I'm like, where on the meal plan does it tell you to get a flat tummy tea? You got a whole meal plan. Nowhere on there does it say get a flat tummy tea. So I don't feel bad for you that your stomach hurt and you shitting everywhere. And so she couldn't even finish the workout because this damn flat tummy tea had her stomach hurting so bad. And I'm just saying, that's ridiculous that you think that's the solution. So I'm actually going to address why that doesn't work after we watch this video. So we're going to pull this video up. All right, check it out.
This really do help. The first day I lost 4 pounds, and I'm on day 7 because I stopped a little bit because I was going places and I don't want to do a bowel movement every minute, every second, because when you drink this, I'm telling y'all not. Y'all will be running to the bathroom. And I suck on a lemon before I drink it. But y'all, I'm about to show y'all the scale with me on it. Period. I don't got no reason to lie.
333.
I'm losing weight. Y'all can see the scale. I'm 333. I'm not shaming my weight. I used to be 350. The Keisha KRT is really helpful, and I love it, and I will be buying more. I got 2 bags back in my room. I got 1 bag right there. It is worth it, y'all.
Insane. So first thing we're going to point out is the girl Keisha KR, her page says KR Fitness. Nothing about that is fitness related. So just off of that alone, the page is called Keor Fitness, and she's selling this tea, and the girl's talking about using the bathroom everywhere. So she had to stop using the tea so much because she been pooping all the time. That's a red flag right there, ladies. Y'all gotta be smarter than this. Another thing too, this is not fitness related. Don't take advice from nobody whose smoke alarm is going off like that. She just steady talking and the smoke alarm going crazy. So that right there show you she's lazy or lazy to get somebody to put a battery in that muff. To come put a battery in there. So don't take advice from no lazy people, man. Ladies, come on. Y'all better than that, man. Come on, bro. Like, dang, bro. Oh, my goodness, bro. That's crazy. All right. So, oh, man. So the thing about when you take this flat tummy tea and you're pooping so much, you're pooping out all the nutrients of your body, which your body needs to burn fat, to build muscle. Your body needs certain nutrients. That's number one. And number two, when you're doing all this pooping from the flat tummy tea, you're flushing out fluids in your body, which is dehydrating you. You got to be hydrated to lose fat. Dehydration leads to fat gain. So you pooping out all your nutrients, you pooping out all your fluids, and that's going to cause you to still be fat. So she was the girl said she went from 350 to 333, but she's losing weight, but she's not losing fat. She's just a fatter version of herself, 17 pounds lighter. Makes no sense. It makes zero sense. And when you're dehydrated, you can increase your body fat. So that scale is going down from 350 to 333, but her body fat can continue to go up just because she's dehydrating herself. Water is essential for weight loss. It's essential for fat loss. And, you know, my clients, I tell them drink a gallon a day. And even myself at this point, I've been drinking a gallon a day so long. Sometimes, you know, I might be working out or something and I'm still thirsty. I might drink a gallon and a half, maybe, you know. I've even drank 2 gallons before, but sometimes I need more than a gallon. So, and it sounds like a lot, but once your body adjusts to it, you're going to need it. You're not going to feel right without it. So, it's so backwards, man. But like I said, if you understand the process of losing fat, you see how ridiculous this is. And then, let's just keep it real. 350 pounds. First of all, 350 pounds for anybody is ridiculous. And then for a woman to be 350 pounds, she has to have some super poor lifestyle choices for you to get to 350. Man or woman, I don't care. You have to be doing some straight bullshit for years. She's probably never played a sport. She's probably never worked out. She probably didn't do nothing in physical education class. And this probably has been a cycle that's been going on since she was 5 years old. I mean, just looking at the video, the girl's probably in her 20s. So let's just say she's 25. She's for 20 years, or probably from the time she was born. So for 25 years, she has been having poor habits. That's what needs to be addressed. Not no damn tummy tea to have her shitting everywhere. All right? This is just... it's an issue in our country, and I'm passionate about it. I love helping people, and I love changing their lives. And not to come down on the girl because she's uneducated and she's getting bad advice, but at the same time, she got to learn, and anybody else with this mindset has to learn. That's not the way. That is lazy, that is unrealistic, and delusional. So fix it, get it together. If you see this episode and you know somebody that need to watch it, send it over to them. And if they got a problem with it, let them do what they do. That's my thing. You ain't got to listen to me. You ain't got to listen to me. You can say, I don't know what I'm talking about. My method don't work for you. Because any good trainer is going to say the same shit I'm saying. So go ahead. If you don't believe it, do what you got to do. I hope it works out for you. Holler at me in 5 years. Let's see if you still the same weight. Because I see it all the time. Very rarely have I had clients leave me and they dropped the weight. I've had clients. I've had one girl. She stopped training with me, but she even admitted she had to get her life right. She had to get her mind together to lose weight, and she stopped. So, a couple years later, fast forward, she's skinny as I don't know what now, and I'm happy for her. I commended her on her progress, but she wasn't blaming me for her lack of results. But 9 times out of 10, when people leave, they still be big. I see it all the time. I be scrolling on Instagram, watching their stories. They still be the same size, so I don't feel bad, all right? So, let's check out these comments, man. Wow. Okay. You. Oh my God. You're gonna see the difference in these comments and the last post. Congratulations. Keep up the good work, ladies. Y'all just hurt. Y'all hurting each other. The lack of honesty is keeping y'all overweight and obese. We need people to be honest. And sometimes coming from this type of message coming from a man is rejected by women because I'm a man. I don't care. I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I want y'all to be healthy. I want y'all to live y'all best life. So I don't care. Like, you can hate me. I don't care. Next comment. She is right. It is absolutely worth it. The pain, though. Y'all rather have the pain of pooping your pants than going to the gym and working on your fitness. That is crazy. So y'all complain about being sore from the gym, but y'all will have this pain. Y'all rather have your butthole sore from pooping to lose weight. Ridiculous. Makes no sense. Never will make sense to me. You're not going to convince me this is better. And again, show me the long-term results for this versus the gym. I love this tea and I will swear by it. I use about a spoonful of honey with mine. So you use a spoonful of all sugar with it. Okay, never mind, my bad. Don't stop, queen. Don't stop, queen. Hurting each other, ladies. Facts, it was worth it though. Lost like 15 pounds in like 3 or 4 days, no joke. Yo, you should never lose 15 pounds that fast. Should never lose 15 pounds that fast. That's insane. Ridiculous. I was going to tell a story, but that story is too personal. I don't want this girl to know I'm talking about her, about somebody losing weight in a short amount of time. So I'm not going to tell that story. Maybe I'll tell it another day, but yeah, that's not it. So ladies, if you see that scale dropping super quick, just I'm happy for you. It probably feels good, but just know that's not going to happen for a long time. All right. Great job, girlfriend. Handle your business, ma. Whew. Detrimental. Crazy. And let's see. Next set of comments. I'll be staying home when I drink it. And so you sitting here, you can't even function in society because of this. Oh, boy. Keep grinding. It worked, but lowered the pain. Again, you'd rather have that soreness than the gym soreness. Whew. I mean, this is a fitness show, so I'm not really going to get into it, but the thoughts I'm having right now about, man, I just ordered mine. I'm scared and excited all at the same time. Agreed. I love this detox. Facts, for real. I love this tea. So, yeah, man, that's, that right there is crazy to me. I'm never going to understand it. Y'all got my stance on it. And then just real quick before I wrap up, we're going to take a look at Keisha Keor. Because I touched on this earlier. So that's her on the right next to her husband or boyfriend, whatever he is, next to Gucci Man. And look at her shape. You know, even though there are women shaped like this naturally, it's very rare. And with the amount of money her dude makes, I'm pretty sure she had surgery. I don't think that's a secret. He built like a wisdom tooth like that. And lady, she did not get this shape from tummy tea. That's surgery. And she probably was never obese, so that's why, you know, her upper body isn't bigger. And she might work out. I can't really tell. But yeah, ladies, just got to be smart. It don't really look like she has muscle in her body, so she probably doesn't eat a lot. Or, you know, just has great surgeon, probably has access to all types of stuff because of her money. So, so just like I said, just ask around. Ask a trainer. Ask a female trainer if you can. Or you could just shoot me a DM. I'll tell you straight up. I'll figure it out for you. So, I appreciate you tuning in. Another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. This is by far my longest episode. So, you know, I'm really having fun with this and people are getting value from it. And, you know, I appreciate y'all watching. Appreciate y'all tuning in. And we back with some more bullshit next episode. So let's get it. I think next episode I might gotta holler at the ladies one more time and then I'm gonna get the fellas. So fellas. I go harder on the fellas than I do the ladies. So be ready, and appreciate y'all tuning in. See y'all next time. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.